What's up, y'all? It's Will. Hey, we in the hell yeah or no category, we finally have a hell yeah at Schedule Fly. I feel like we've posted a lot of things on our blog and here about, you know, why we say, you know, we have hell yeah or no, and we say no, and like we're saying no a lot. So we got a hell yeah. We're excited about it. And I think the reason for that is the reason we are have a hell yeah is because, you know, we don't have a product roadmap here. We don't have something that you say, here's the 10 things we're going to do next year. Wes and I really sit around and wait for lightning to strike. And this situation, what I'm about to tell you about, it was a no for a while, because when it would come up, it wasn't the right timing or it wasn't the perfect idea. We didn't have it exactly figured out. So we would always just say no and move on. But I think in the back of our minds, when we have something like this, and there's another thing we've talked about over the years, it eventually becomes a hell yeah, but it has to be the right combination, as I said, of the visualization of what it is, plus the timing, plus both of us being on the same page. It has to be this combination of things, and that happened here. So, introducing, I don't even know what we're calling this, by the way. We introduced Raleigh Fly for Raleigh, North Carolina, and it's going to be, we're going to roll this out into a lot of big cities that have a lot of Schedule Fly customers. So I guess we'll call it City Fly, because we're going to have Charleston Fly and Boston Fly and New York Fly and LA Fly and Chicago Fly and San Fran Fly or whatever. So right now we have Raleigh Fly. So in Raleigh, North Carolina, anybody there that uses Schedule Fly, as of yesterday, when they go to the mobile site, which on their phone, m.schedulefly.com, and they log in, one of their options now is called Raleigh Fly. And there's over 4,000 users of Schedule Fly in the Raleigh area, Raleigh and a few of the other surrounding cities. And they now have Raleigh Fly. And what Raleigh Fly is when they open it up, it's basically a forum that connects them to all the other 4,000 plus Schedule Fly users in that area, and they can do a number of things there. We started out thinking, you know, this, they need a place to post about where is everybody going to go party tonight after work, you know, and you could go in there and you could make a suggestion and people could upvote or whatever. That was kind of the initial idea, and it's really grown into something that we realize that, you know, if you're connected with all these 4,000 other people in Raleigh or thousands of people in whatever city you may be in when we roll it out to your city, this is a place where you can plan a night's after work party for everybody in the hospitality community. You can share drink specials you've got going on at your bar. So if, you know, if you want people to come to your bar, you're working and you say, hey, everybody after work, come here. In fact, we had one yesterday where somebody at one of the restaurants there said, hey, come on in and buy a shot and, we'll give you a free beer. You can, offer discounts to, you know, other Schedule Fly users in your area. Hey, come on in tonight and we'll give you your first beer free, or we'll give you 20% off your tab or whatever. You've got this very large community of people to connect with and get to know and plan events and share things going on in your restaurant. We even had somebody yesterday that posted job openings, said, you know, hey, we're hiring here at this restaurant. So we are super, super stoked about this. We're, as you can probably hear in my voice, we're fired up as heck. We think this thing's going to be great. We're going to kind of sit back and see how it goes in Raleigh, and then we'll pick our next city and go on from there and just kind of go one city at a time. So if you're in a big city, you will have this soon, because most big cities, we have a lot of Schedule Fly users. And, you know, and this is to the back to the hell yeah or no thing. That's really been how, you know, we have done things. Is it's been a long, long time since we've launched something, you know, anything big like this. It'd be years. But I think that's been very useful in the sense that we're not paying attention to what our competitors are doing. We're not trying to keep up with that. We're not sitting down every year forcing ourselves to come up with things. We're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And then when the timing is right, and the idea is right, and we're all five of us on the same page, and we're all excited about something, then we go after it just 150% with passion, and pour our time into it, and our enthusiasm, and our excitement, and we just come out with something that we're fired up about and we're proud of. And we know it's going to be very successful and people are going to love it. And I'm not trying to brag about that. I don't mean it's going to be successful for any other reason that we've let the right thing happen at the right time. So we know that there's an appetite for this. We know that people will like it. They'll enjoy it. They will use it frequently. And it's because we say no to so many things that at the right time, we're able to say, hell yeah. And that's what we did here. So more to come. Stay tuned in your city. And we'll be there soon with your version of your city's version of CityFly. Thanks for listening and have a good one.